You're listening to CarabVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station. This is Straight Talk and Motivation. Inside June, which is Caribbean American Heritage Month here in the United States. And we got off to a brilliant start with the launch of Caribbean American Heritage Month. And I am very excited to be able to reflect and to report as a Straight Talk conversation about the history, the heritage, and the culture of the people of the Caribbean. And so I just want to say that it is important in this season and in these times to do one thing that is very important. Be kind to yourself. That is my topic. Be kind to yourself. Be right back with you, Straight Talk and Motivation.
How much I really love him, cause he's everything I want. He listens to me, he cares for me, so I truly believe. Oh, send me an angel up from above, just wanna love me for life. Might as well be perfect, only because it's the only word I can describe. So he says he loves, tell me what it is. I could be dreaming or just plain crazy. No, he says he loves, tell me what it is. Cause I never felt that it's baby. He says he loves me, honey. I love me. He says he loves, I love me, honey. I love me. I'm selfish cause I don't wanna share him with nobody, not even those people that came before me.
Mahalia from the band 2 Mile Hill, and you are listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
Yes. Hey, this is saxophonist Romero Graves, and you're listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org. caribvoiceradio.org.
The Edutainment Station. Keep us on the lock as we move through the day in this month of June. Being kind to yourself requires you to understand your value, your inherent value in the universe to begin with. And I've been saying this for quite some time, and I kept saying that I will repeat certain things that I believe to be true. For you, for me, and the rest of the world. It's not always every day you get up that you're feeling well. But the one thing that I've learned about me, in the midst of chaos, confrontation, looking for solutions that are peaceful, in all things, being kind to myself. So I'm going to share a few experiences that I've had in the middle of June to let you understand my frame of reference. When I get up in the morning and I look in the mirror, or before I look in the mirror, the first conversation that I've ever had is with the living God. My belief system, the living God, the proven ability in my space. Not what someone else's belief, things that I believe that have carried me through this world for more than a decade, more than two decades. So when I'm challenged by people or by circumstance, I have to remember that I have to be kind to myself. When you get involved in relationships, like the young lady is talking about, and you're being selfish, and you don't want to share that person with anyone else, that's the commencement ceremony for being unkind to yourself. You have to be able to take a second look at the two products in the room, whether it's man or woman, or whatever type of relationship you're involved in, and give people their kudos. Give the people that you are with in your space love and kudos. Unconditional consideration. It's not always going to be easy, because your mind moves faster than the speed of light. And if you have a negative outlook on things, that's going to join the conversation. So you have to really give yourself a chance to think strategically. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how I do this in terms of being kind. As a matter of fact, it's the heart of my workshop series for the Elevate Entrepreneur program. See, when people look at entrepreneurship, they look at business. I look at entrepreneurship as the idea. Any idea that you have thought about in terms of self-care, public care, personal, whatever kind of care that you're involved in terms of servitude, that's what I see. So in designing programs, I had to look at, will this program be a sustainable impact player with the people that I'm coaching, training, and developing? That's number one. Does it have the capacity to help that person look at themselves in the mirror from a strategic standpoint? Will it begin the process of allocating energy, positive energy, in that person's life? Will it do that? And I will say, from experience, yes, it has. And that's why I teach the workshop. It has significant value. And I have built relationships with the students that have taken it. And I've watched them, as my grandmother would say, go from strength to strength. That's the role and function. When you're looking at being kind to yourself, you want to grow from strength to strength. And a lot of people that I've met often say, well, I have a notion, but I don't quite know how to execute it. I don't know how to execute it. And I think it's important to be able to understand what kindness means before you can execute it. Is it all about you? Or does it include others? Because if it's all about you, it has nothing to do with other people. You're starting at a disadvantage. And you don't want to create disadvantaged conversations. As I said to someone, it's important to think in a duality. Me and we. It's the quickest thing to flip in society, but it's also the most powerful empowerment tool in the world. You know? And you have to do what you can. Some people will say, well, I'm listening to you, Aubrey, say, you have to do this and you have to do that. And the truth is, you have to do nothing except that which you know will empower your process and your progression to a better standard in life. So you must ask yourself the question when you're looking at being kind to yourself is, who are you? Really? When I ask this question, I don't get a lot of answers about the person. I get answers about what I do. I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer. That's not what I'm asking. That's your functionality as you. We're going to be right back after this moment. That is for your consideration. Your consideration. Your functionality. But that's not you. Stick around, we'll be right back.
This is Saxophonist Room. This is Saxophonist.
Carry Voice Radio.
Believed.
We're back. A feeling. That's what happens to you every single day. You have a feeling about something, someone, somewhere, somehow. It's a part of who you are. And when I say elevate, we're talking about every single day. There are lessons that you learn that either encourage you to think positively or negatively. Things that help you to aspire to positive or negative values. And at the end of the day, it's all about everyone needing to have economic self-sufficiency. But in order to do that, like I said earlier, we have to have strategic thinking that enables us to authentically monetize ourselves. And a lot of people are doing it now, are trying to do it. I've been on this course for so long of the process of becoming and overcoming. And in order to relate to that, you have to take a look, not just at yourself, but at life, the life that you live. And bring your strategic thinking into the room and remember what I said earlier about me and we. I have people who reach out to me all the time, and some of them have correct thinking. Others have stinking thinking. What do I mean? If you are engaging me in a conversation that's only going to benefit you, that's stinking thinking. If you approach me with a proposal and you say, I have a great idea and we both benefit, then I have an ear to talk to you. Because as you're trying to develop and sustain your vision in difficult times, I'm doing the same. Because I've learned that life is hard at times. So how do I execute a win-win situation? That's how I think. And as things have gone crazy in so many months that turned into a full year plus, I had to consider and look at how do I redo myself in the midst of chaos. And the first thing I asked myself is, do I have a written plan to win? Number two, you have to redo you. Life is coming at you differently. But did you write down, are you taking the time to write down your strategic plan on how you're going to win and how other people are going to benefit because you live? It's the way forward for sustainability. Going from idea to practice, ask yourself, do I qualify? I have a student that became a colleague. She's got 8 C's. It's a very interesting notion. And then the fifth notion is the employee versus employer mentality for the win-win. Whose agenda should you represent when you turn up for work and whatever you are doing? What is that? What are you bringing to the table? You know that my shows on Care Voice Radio are designed to follow continuity of what I teach every day. It's not some obscure approach to conversation. Ask yourself, who did you love today unselfishly and selfishly? But you let go of the selfishness because you realize there's no benefit. Your spirituality in the mix matters throughout the whole process. Things that make you go in your mind, in your spirit. And then there's the visible and invisible substantial world around you that you have to comply with, to look at. Number three, you have to authenticate yourself. Mental slavery is a very difficult thing. You can talk all day and night, but unless you believe in the goodness of yourself and your ability to emancipate yourself towards a culture of success and follow the journey of success, you're wasting time. And I discovered being kind to myself. I had to learn 10 things that represent me. 5 of them included and includes my 5 senses and the 5 things that we are taught every day. How does that impact our life? That gives me the forethought and the ability now to say, well, how do I move and disposition. What do I do next? Take what I know, put it on a circle, spin the wheel, and see if they're cogent together. Are they integrated message and plan? Social media. It's a full throttle psychological conversation, philosophical conversation on the art of building traction and offering services that people want sustainably. And then while you're online, you have to constantly be doing that. You have to constantly creating a qualified gateway for people who want to utilize your services, your products. You can't get hung up on who's doing right or who's doing wrong or who's jealous or who's not jealous. That does not satisfy the whole process. What's on your table? The Capital One says. Who's eating or interested in eating what you're cooking up? You see somebody doing something and you want to jump out there and do the same thing. You don't know what the prerequisite was to get there. Don't compete, collaborate. Ask a question so you know. Join a caravan of people who are like-minded, thinking at your mental level and above. Building a community and working within the community daily, weekly, monthly, and annually to assist each other towards sustainable dreams and goals. That's how it works. And people ask me, how do you meet the people you interview? They call me. I build relationships. I do what I say I'm going to do inside of the model. And I knew I needed a guidebook that could sustain me monthly and repeat again. So I wrote Quote Notes, 40 Quotes for Successful Living. Published by Global Village Book Publishing, LLC. And some of the people that I've interviewed are some of the most notoriously successful people in the world. That's the piece of like-mindedness at your mental level and above, so that when you pick up the phone and call, people are serious about what they want to do with you. I'll call someone like Herbert Harris. The 12 Universal Laws of Success. And we engage each other in conversation and possibility conversations related to how do we collaborate on in many different ways all the time. He's a trustworthy negotiator. He's a trustworthy person. And again, it comes back to item two, your spirituality in the mix. If you feel you're cursed or you believe you're cursed, qualify what a curse looks like in your life. What does it look like in your life? Develop an entrepreneur culture that can help you daily, weekly, and monthly. And for those who kept asking me, how did you get started? I volunteered and I interned. And somewhere along the road, I discovered a young lady who wrote a book called Interning 101. It's a great book. It's reality-based. Truisms. These are the things that I have done and looked at in relationship to what I'm doing now and what I'm talking to you about. What I'm saying has to be sustainable. It must have value that aspire. And in due season, economic success will be achieved. Stay competitive. Foster innovation. Dominate the market that you are part of in your niche. My niche is public speaking and training. More training and development than anything else. I spend a lot of time doing it. I'm humbled to be able to do that. As I get ready to close out, I hope that I'll be able to talk about the membership economy next week and finding your super users and that kind of thing. Mastering the forever transaction. Building recurring revenue. These are things that we all have to look at doing every single day. And I'm going to reach out to one of my colleagues about the membership economy. I already have the book that was sent to me by the author. And in closing, I will say this, because this topic is be kind to yourself. Respect what you have achieved. Don't keep running. I said this to a young lady. It's very interesting that whenever I call her, we're in sync. Man, I was just going to call you. And it's not every day. It's just that, as they would say, when your spider sense is tingling, take a second look. Tell people who you are. Show them while you are telling them. Have proof of life for some of the things you've achieved. Don't run away from it. Finally, remain humble. Remain humble. Because of the language that I use, sometimes people think, but hey, you know, and they'll tell you, you know, you're kind of arrogant. Take control of the information that's yours. You don't have to be arrogant. Own it. Own it. Own who you are. And sometimes, remember to stay out of people's way. Not everyone that you're trying to work with wants to work with you. People change without notice. And when they change, back off far enough so that they have the way clear for what they want to do. That's what is necessary. Sustainable partnerships, self-love, being kind to yourself. These are all the fruits that you need to achieve your goal. And remember, only you can do it.
For the top. Na, na,
na, na, na, na, na, na, na. Thank you for listening. Carib Voice Radio. This has been Straight Talk and Motivation. Whoa,
no one knows my struggle. No one knows my pain. No one sees these problems. Lord, I have to face only you, Lord. Only you, Lord. Yeah, only you, Lord. Only you, Lord. Yeah. Sometimes I wanna run away when I'm facing all these trials. At times I wanna go astray when I'm going through these troubles. But I'm bowing my knees, oh God, and I'm calling out to you. I'm calling out, I'm crying out, Lord, help me come true. 'Cause no one knows my struggle, no one knows my pain, no one sees these problems, Lord, I have to face only you, Lord. Road, it gets so rough. At times I wanna quit, Lord, 'cause the battle gets so rough. But you remind me that weeping may endure for a nighttime, but joy, it comes in the morning. No one knows my struggle, no one knows my pain, no one sees these problems. Lord, I have to face. Facing all these trials. At times I wanna go astray when I'm
knows my pain. And no one can destroy your Lord. Lord, I have to face only you, Lord.
Hi, this is Asta from Gabon, Central Africa, and you are listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
CaribVoice Radio.
Believe it.